Yivam if Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yivam of Babli, Daf Ayin Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Hei Medalas, 7 lines up from the foot of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Hakol Chayovim, Ruiya Chuf Mecher Shetiv Batan, Matuntum Adrognets, Ma'ama Bar Rav Yehuda. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah teaches that all males are obligated in Ruiya, which is appearing in the Beis HaMikdash every festival with Korbanos. Except for a cheresh, the deaf mute, a lunatic, a child, a tumtum, or androgynous. Or do we have to say, since he holds that androgynous is a vaday male, he should be obligated? The answer we learn from the following, Rabbi Yochanan ben Davai says that in the name of Yehuda, even a blind person is exempt. The person only says it even if he agrees to what was said before. Rav Shul said to Yehuda, the man on a part, Racha on a voice. The Gemara asked Yehuda seems to contradict himself because there in the din of Ra'iya, he says that the Chorcha excludes androgynous. And here in Mila, he says that Zacha includes androgynous. Yehuda, Rabbanon, Mikra Echad, and Doshin. Rabbanon, Doshin, Oel, Yehuda and Rabban expound the same pasuk differently. Rabban expound the word oel in Bereshis Yudzayin pasuk Yudalad. Why does it say also zacha? It teaches that he must be totally male and not androgynous, who also has female reproductive organs. Yehuda doash zacha matam olema oel. Avinu miksasei oel vamhacha. Was Hurcha part androgynous? Yehuda expounds Zacha. Why does it say also Oel? This teaches that even a partial Oel means he's not a full male. However, here it says calls a Hurcha, which is a total male, to exclude androgynous. Amantanina, Kotan Achila in Molinosai Achiavri. A sick baby, we don't circumcise him until he is healthy. Shmuel says, even if he had a fever for a short time, we wait 30 days for him before circumcising him. During those 30 days, may one feed him chalva of truma, meaning sweet food made for children, made of honey, milk, and wheat. May one anoint him with oil of truma. We learn from the following Mishnah that an owl and all Tumeyim may not eat Tumah. Their wives and slaves eat. We're talking about one who did not circumcise because his brothers died from Mila. Even though this person is in mortal danger, he still may not eat. Racha, quoting Tanchum Be'er said that Ola is only from the eighth day and onwards, because before that he's not called an oil, because it's not yet time for his Mila. Tani Kein, Kol Shloshim Yoyim, Osa La'achiloi, Chava Shel Truma, Va'osa L'sucha Be'Shemen Shel Truma. We bring a support from Abaisa that all 30 days one may not feed him Chava of Truma, and we may not anoint him with oil of Truma. Eli Shmini Ma'ad Avid La. The night before the night of the eighth, how do you judge it? Mimadatani Leili Shmini Anechas Ladir Lehis Aser Adama Leili Shmini Kashminihu. The answer from what was taught on the eighth night from the animal's birth, it enters the pen of the master. It teaches that the eighth night is like the eighth day when it's proper to be a korban. Matani Kein Koshiras Yomim Mutala Achilei Chava Shel Truma Mutala Suchei B'Shemen Shel Truma. We bring support from advisor all 7 days one may feed him Chava of Truma, one may anoint him with oil of Truma. Taman Taninan, Elohen Sitsina Ma'akonis Amila. The Mishnah teaches the following strands of skin invalidated Mila, flesh that covers the majority of the crown. Ravina B'Shem Rabbi Yumya, B'Chayfe Roiv Kreivha Shalatara, Ravina quoting Rabbi Yumya said, this means it covers the majority of the height of the crown. V'Yesi B'Nyesi Omao, B'Chayfe Roiv Gaga Shalatara. Rishi Ben Yosi says it means that it covers the majority of the roof, the top of the crown. Tavi b'shem Shmuel b'itnei say b'shashu makasha. Tavi quoting Shmuel as we check him at the time when he's awake. One circumcised but did not do Priya is as if he didn't circumcise at all. Tani ba'onesh kores. The Vaisa says if he did so on Shabbos, his punishment is kores, because he wounded and didn't do a mitzvah. The Acha b'shem Rabbi Abu had a detainer b'shein b'yoyim k'dei l'marik. Avayim yesh b'yoyim k'dei l'marik, l'marik b'nei choshesh. The Acha quoting Rabbi Abu said this is when there's no time in the day to finish. But if there is time to finish, he finishes and he's not concerned. Tani kol shashu oisek b'mila choyze b'n al-sitzin ha-ma'ag b'nei samila, b'n al-sitzin she'ein ma'ag b'nei samila, pirish in a choyze, ela al-sitzin ha-ma'ag b'nei samila. Vaisa says that on Shabbos, as long as one is in the middle of circumcising, he may go back to cut both strands that prevent the validity of the Mila and strands that don't prevent the validity of the Mila. Once he sees, he may go back to cut only strands that prevent the validity of the Mila. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yossi holds even if he sees, he may go back to cut strands that are not preventing the Mila to be valid. Which teaching of Yosi shows us? Ahid Taninan Tamon, Rabbi Yosi Aimer, Yom Tov HaRishon, Shachag, Shachal Yosef, Shabbos, Shachag, Vahitzes, Halulav, Moshe Sarabim, Potter, Mepnei Shaitzia, Roshus. The answer is, the Mishnah there says, Rabbi Yosi says if the first Yom Tov of Sukkot fell on Shabbos, if someone forgot and took a lulav out into Moshe Sarabim, he's exempt because he took it out with permission, means even after he fulfills the obligation to picking it up, carrying it more is an additional mitzvah. The same applies to cutting strands that don't prevent the validity of the Mila. Af basakin, shal Mila kain, af matzah kain. Is also a Mila knife the same? If he took it out after doing the mitzvah, he's exempt. Is also matzah the same? Min mab da'am Rabbi Yochanan du'i Rabbi Yisa, afil apirish choyza, afil arsis and chain mag, ven samila, hada'amma, af basakin, shal Mila kain, af matzah kain. The answer is, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yosi holds even if he sees, he may go back to cut strands that are not preventing the Mila to be valid. This teaches that also Mila knife is this way and also Matzah is this way. Im lo yada mishnah sip tzedaka because shofcha hoi elu yoichlu. The Mishnah said that if he did not have relations with her since he became tzedaka or quiz shofcha, she may eat. Amr loza, dim loza, or dim shimani. Loza, the Amr said that this is like the Tanaim of Loza. And Rabbi Shimon, in the earlier Mishnah, they permit an arusa to eat truma, even if she's forbidden to her husband, such as a widow to a kohen gadol. Amar Rabbi Yochanan de Ve'akolhi, Shnihi Ha'ocha, Shreilo Ha'isif Ba, Kinyan Acha Le'sol. Rabbi Yochanan did this like everyone, because he is different, because he didn't do another Kinyan to disqualify after he became forbidden to her, where he was forbidden to her from the beginning. Afshin Elein, Plugvasa, Ke'nuan Plugvasa. This argument is like the following argument. If Palgun, Shemes Yavam, Behenes Shinafl, Lefne, Shneka Hanem, Yavamim, Asaba Echad, Mehen Mama, Lispik, Lepensa, Lepupashan Suin, Achenasip Sodaka, Kus Shafa. The argument about Shemes Yavam, Behenes means the Kohen's wife, who fell to two Kohanim, Yavamim. One of them made Mama and didn't manage to have Nesuin with her before he became a Sodaka or Kus Shafa. Am Rav Shimon ben Lokish, Mekirinji, he's a kukul, Abir, Pisula, Psula, Piselis. Rav Shloki says, since she's awaiting a possible beer, this disqualifies her. Yochan Amar, Lekishi Yibol. Yochan says that she's disqualified only after relations. Haya Echa Mehem Kosh of Echa Apostle, Afa Yochan Maida. If one of the Yavamim was a kosher coin and one was apostle from the beginning and he gave the Mama, even if Yochan agrees that she's disqualified because he made a kinyan after he was apostle. Here ba ada ba koimud mana asa ba hechsha mama. Here ba ada ba ava after mana. If the kosher yavam gave mama, what would be the law? Amalei machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Rav Mana answered, it's a dispute between Rav Yochanan and Rav Shimon ben Lokish.